Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Our mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that she used to delay, she used to postpone making up for the days missed in Ramadan. And of course, we know why she missed them, because of her monthly period. So she would not make up these days immediately, which indicates that it is up to you. If you miss a day or two while traveling, you don't have to make them up in Shawwal or Dhul Qa'dah. You have the whole year, but you have to make them up before the end of Sha'ban, because then Ramadan would be due. And she told us that she used to delay that due to the fact of her position. She wanted to make herself available to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who loved her most, and she wanted always to be ready for him. However, we also can learn from this hadith the ruling on a woman fasting, voluntary fasting, while her husband is there. Is it permissible or not? It is permissible only if he approves of it. A woman cannot fast, voluntary fasting, while her husband is available until he approves of it, or he gives her a general approval. So if a woman is interested in fasting Mondays and Thursdays, and she tells her husband, "Do you give me an open approval?" And he tells her, "If you want to fast the whole week, go ahead. I could care less." So this is a general approval. She can fast Mondays and Thursdays without his permission. Yet if he calls her, she must break her fasting to attend his call. However, when it comes to Ramadan, when it comes to mandatory fasting, his approval is not required. She may fast whenever she wishes, and this is up to her. Therefore, Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she, out of her own goodwill, wanted to postpone making up for these days until the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam knew that this was the time for her to make up for Ramadan, and that was mandatory. And that is why it's okay for a woman to postpone mandatory fasting until just before Ramadan. The question that always comes up is that, what is the ruling on fasting the 6 days of Shawwal for a woman who has missed days in Ramadan? The most authentic opinion is that the 6 days of Shawwal will not be accepted, as in the hadith, if there are days missed in Ramadan. Meaning, the Prophet said, alayhi salam, whoever fasts Ramadan, the whole of Ramadan, and then follows that with 6 days of Shawwal, this is equivalent to fasting the whole year. In another hadith, the justification, one good deed is multiplied by 10. So Ramadan multiplied by 10, these are 10 months. And the 6 days of Shawwal multiplied by 10, these are 60 days, 2 months. So this is the whole year. It would not be rewarded if a woman or a man skips a day or two, and before making them up, fasts the 6th day of the days of Shawwal. Why? Because the hadith gave the reward to those who fast Ramadan, and those who missed a day or two cannot say we fasted Ramadan. Those who missed 7 days cannot say we fasted Ramadan. He said, I fasted 23 days of Ramadan. So they must make up before they fast the 6 days of Shawwal. And a lot of the times people say and complain and object. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, used to make up for the days missed in Ramadan in where? In Sha'ban. And then they use their logic. Is it logical that she never fasted the 6 days of Shawwal? Is it possible? Is it possible that she did not fast Ashura? She did not fast Arafah? Ashura and Arafah is different. Even if you have days missed in Ramadan, you can still fast Ashura and Arafah. But for the days of Shawwal, no. You have to first of all make up for the days missed in Ramadan, and then follow that by 6 days of Shawwal. And whether it is it logical or not, yes, it is logical. If one says, is it logical that Aisha did not pray night prayer for 5 hours or 4 hours? Yes, it is. The Prophet used to pray, alayhi salam, and she was lying in front of him. And whenever he prostrated, he pinched her and she took her feet away and he prostrated. Only when he offered witr, he used to wake her up, which means that she did not pray night prayer as much as he used to, not even close, only witr. And therefore, one does not use his logic when it comes to these issues that deal with fasting. Do we have any questions?
Sheikh, this is regarding involuntary fasting. In that, there's a hadith that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to one of his wives and asked, is there something to eat? So she said, no. So then he said, then I'm fasting. Can you just clarify regarding this kind of involuntary fast?
This is not involuntary. This is voluntary fasting.
Voluntary fast.
Voluntary fasting meaning it's not mandatory. And the hadith brother mentioned is authentic. The Prophet ﷺ used to pray Fajr. And of course, after the break of dawn, he did not eat anything. And he went in when it's daytime at 9 o'clock approximately back to his home. So he says to his wives, do we have any food? If they say, yes, we have this meal, they say, bring it forward. And he eats. And if they say, no, we don't have any, he says, then I am fasting. This, we learn from it that it is permissible for a person fasting, voluntary fast, not to have the intention before the break of dawn. But what will be credited for him, what he will be rewarded, is the period. I'll give you an example. I went to bed at midnight. And I did not have the intention of fasting. It was Sunday, tomorrow is Monday. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Whoa, I have 3 hours for Maghrib. So I prayed Dhuhr, I prayed Asr afterwards, and a couple of hours later, Maghrib was called. And I fasted. I intended to fast only at 3 o'clock. So scholars say that I will only get the 3 hours fasting, not the full day, which I was asleep. So it depends on how or when you intend. These are voluntary fast. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, certain people who miss their fasting during the month of Ramzan, in order to compensate for that, they fast later on during the winter season because the duration is quite short. And they also justify saying that Allah doesn't want to torture us. But I believe the level of taqwa also comes into the picture. So your comments on that?
There isn't any fatwa, to my knowledge, of forbidding this. On the contrary, most fatwas encourage this. Because it was the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, fasting during the winter is the cold booty. Cold booty, yani easy booty. And the Prophet is encouraging us to fast during the winter season because the day is short. So by forbidding people or by telling them not to make up in the winter season, you'll be torturing them. It's not Allah who's, you are torturing them. You're saying, no, you cannot make it in 11 hours, at least 15 hours. Why? Allah, alhamdulillah, told us in the Quran, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, that if you skip due to traveling or illness, then you may fast any number of days within the year, which is before Ramadan. Therefore, there's nothing wrong in that, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
What is the ruling on a laborer who works all day long and cannot fast? Is there any relaxation for him?
Scholars were asked about the ruling, not me of course, I'm generally speaking. Scholars were asked about the ruling on a laborer who works under the sun in summer from 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning until 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening, in the afternoon. And they say that it is almost next to impossible to fast. And he has no means of looking for another job. He doesn't have a bachelor degree so that would allow him to pick and choose. So what is the ruling? The scholars say he must fast. However, when he reaches the stage where it is life-threatening or he's gonna faint, then he may break his fast. Not to intend from the beginning, okay, I have the whole month of Ramadan, I'm working in the morning, so I'm not gonna fast any day. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, fear Allah to the best of your ability. So I'm, as a laborer, I take my gear at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I start to work at 9 o'clock, my throat is dry at 10 o'clock, I'm completely wasted, I can barely see. In this case, yes, I break my fast, I eat and drink, and continue, and I have to make up for that day. Not to come from the very beginning, having a big fat English breakfast at 6 o'clock, and then go to work as if I'm not fasting. This is not the case. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.